good.
Well, without further ado, I'll welcome you all to the Agritain News Conference. My name is Neil Neumeier with Agritain's marketing partner. And let me introduce to you the three gentlemen to my left. I'll start on the far side. We have Dr. Greg Schwab from the University of Kentucky, mm-hmm. where you're an associate professor of plant and soil sciences. Dr. Greg Schwab. Second here, Dr. Gregory Binford from the University of Delaware, where you're also an associate professor of plant and soil sciences. And last, and sometimes least, John Hassel, Agritain's manager of research and agronomic development. Before I turn it over to these gentlemen, I will tell you that Agritain just a couple hours ago on the trade show floor taped an episode of RFD TV Live, which will air this coming Monday evening. That's March 7th at 7 p.m. Central. So we're really excited about that. And I'll have these gentlemen come up one at a time to give a brief overview of what they discussed, and then we'll open up the floor for questions. So first, Greg, come on up. And this is Dr. Greg Schwab from the University of Kentucky, and he'll give us an overview of some of his latest research with Agritain.
Thank you. Well, on the TV show, what we talked about was some of the research that we've been conducting, and I've been conducting a lot of research in corn as far as different inhibitors and their performance in no-till corn production. And so my research is really geared around trying to figure out which ones are useful and which ones are maybe not so useful in our environment. And so the way I do that is we put out broadcast applications of different urea-containing or urea fertilizer-containing inhibitors, and then in a very high-loss environment. So the environment that I work with is high-residue, no-till corn. We try to force loss in terms of making sure that the weather conditions are, you know, kind of worst-case scenario. So we try to apply it when the soil is wet and the weather forecast is for a drying period. And it's a surface broadcast, like I said, and we use a lower than recommended rate. And so by using these methods, we can really do a good job of separating out yields. And so we looked at several different slides, but just kind of in summary, the Agritain-treated urea usually performs as well as the ammonium nitrate control. So we have an ammonium nitrate treatment in there where we wouldn't expect any loss or we don't get any volatilization loss. And Agritain, under those high loss conditions, performs just as well as the ammonium nitrate fertilizer. And this is important because a lot of our farmers historically have used ammonium nitrate but find it harder and harder to get it, and it's a much higher price fertilizer than urea. And so that's kind of the gist of what we've been doing. We've also tried other inhibitor products. In the slide, I showed Nutrisphere, and in general, Nutrisphere has its performance has been less than Agritain. And so oftentimes, Agritain is no different than ammonium nitrate, and often Nutrisphere is no different than urea without a treatment. And so those are the kind of comparisons that our farmers like to look at and try to decide what product works best for them. So is that 3 minutes? It's hard to tell, 3 minutes.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Schwab. And again, we'll have a chance for questions in just a few minutes. And here I'll have Dr. Gregory Binford from the University of Delaware talk to you as well.
All right. Thank you. What I spoke about this morning is actually similar to what Greg's doing. We're also doing research at the University of Delaware comparing these different types of enhanced efficiency fertilizers that are on the market in agriculture right now. Certainly in the fertilizer market, this is one of the most exciting things is that it's occurring. There's a lot of excitement within the agricultural community. I know I get questions very often regarding the different types of enhanced efficiency fertilizers that are on the market. One of the things that I pointed out this morning that I promote to the farmers that I work with, I'm all in Delaware and throughout the region, is to make sure when they're looking at the products that are available, because there are a lot of products that are available, that there's data to support that basic mode of action. When we look at the different types of products that are out there, really there's three different mechanisms or modes of action, if you will. One is a urease inhibitor, where you're actually stopping ammonia volatilization from urea fertilizers. Anytime we put urea on the soil surface and it sits there for several days, you have the potential for a portion of that to volatilize. And so a urease inhibitor stops that loss. And then the other type of inhibitor is a nitrification inhibitor, which keeps the nitrogen in a form that's held better in the soil. It's held on the cation exchange sites. It doesn't convert to nitrate, and so it's not as susceptible to leaching or denitrification. And then there's also slow-release products that keep that nitrogen in a form that's also protecting it from loss in the environment. So one of the things I always promote to the growers that I work with and speak to is to make sure that whatever product you're looking at and trying on your farm, that there's data to support those mechanisms, whether they're urease inhibitor or nitrification inhibitor. So, I think there's clear data with Agritane to show that it is definitely a urease inhibitor. DCD, which is a product in Super U, and Agritane Plus, there's definite data to show that it's a nitrification inhibitor. And so both of those products provide the protection, and they are providing that mode of action that they claim they are. And so the next step then is to determine what your loss potential is, what your risk of loss of nitrogen from those two mechanisms, and then you can look at the overall value of the products. And so that's what we often do in our research, is compare these products to what our growers in Delaware and Maryland and the region that I work in are using as standard practices. So,
great. Thank you, Dr. Binford.
Thank you.
And third, with John Hassel, Agritane's Manager of Research and Agronomic Development. John's going to give a brief overview of the industry for 2011, the outlook, with higher fertilizer prices, what growers can expect, and what's new for the coming year.
Well, you know, what we're really talking about is loss. And any time that you have a producer that's putting urea fertilizer out, it's subject to loss, upwards of 30%. Now, when I was a kid growing up, if you went out and put 150 pounds of urea on the surface, you didn't worry about volatility. It wasn't that much. It cost probably $50 a ton. So you just put out a little bit more to protect it. But today we're seeing urea prices upwards around $500 a ton. And if you think about that, if you're losing 30% of that $500 investment, you're losing $150 right off the top. So it's really important that we be able to provide a technology that helps to protect urea fertilizers or urea-containing fertilizers. That's what Agritane does. So when I'm looking at saving 30% of what I lose by using the Agritane technologies, I'm really putting more nitrogen to that crop. I'm allowing that crop the ability to take up more nitrogen. I'm seeing more grain fill, and the end result, I'm seeing more yield. And when you see more yield, you know that, one, the crop is getting the nitrogen it needs. Two, you're protecting society by keeping that nitrogen where it's supposed to be. And probably three, and the best one, is that as a producer, getting $7 a bushel for corn, I'm going to make a lot of money. And with that money, I'll see a lot of new equipment out on the fields next year, and it's just a win-win situation. And this is not something that we're going to see change anytime soon. If you think about going back 2-3 years ago when urea prices got up to $800-$900 a ton, it's a possibility we could see that again. So Agritane is here to work with farmers, to provide a service to farmers, and as Agritane, our goal is to work to feed a growing consumptive population. So thank you, Neil.
Great. Thanks, John.